Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today I want to put forward the idea that perhaps the economy, in addition to having an economic cycle, may also be experiencing multiple credit cycles. This idea was first proposed by Peter Buchvar, the CIO of Bleakley Advisory Group and editor of the Buch Report. There are a few telltale signs of an impending economic recession. One of them is an inversion in the yield curve. That happens when short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. In a normal yield curve, short-term interest rates are in fact lower than long-term interest rates. More recently, some have argued that falling yield for long-term government debt, in particular the U.S. government debt, is a function of supply and demand. That prices for U.S. treasuries are falling because U.S. debt is of such high quality that everyone wants it. It's a reflection of supply and demand rather than a signal of negative sentiment on the economic outlook. I personally don't buy that argument. We've seen short-term interest rates go up faster than long-term interest rates, and the yield curve inversion can be clearly linked to those changes. In fact, if you go back to 2008, you'll remember that we didn't actually have an economic cycle, at least at the beginning. It was in fact a credit crisis. It was precipitated by the billions of dollars in bad loans written by a number of U.S. banks and insurance companies. But prior to the credit crisis, there was a yield curve inversion as well that started in 2006. While we can't say the yield curve inversion was the cause of the recession, we can say there was a correlation. If you go back to 1999, before the dot-com bubble burst, we had an inverted yield curve prior to that economic downturn that took place post-2000. In fact, the yield curve inversion has occurred prior to each of the last seven recessions. Somewhere between 6 to 18 months after the yield curve flattened out and inverted, we saw an economic recession. It's been a very, very solid predictor of an impending recession. If we accept for the moment the notion that there might be credit cycles that perhaps precipitate economic cycles, let's talk about what the purpose of monetary policy is. After all, when the Fed cuts interest rates to the extreme levels that they have in the past, its only function is to encourage the rest of us to borrow a lot of money. And we've actually been pretty good at that. In reverse, when interest rates are being raised, liquidity rolls away. It discourages us from taking on more debt. One of the impacts of higher interest rates on equities is the fall in profits that many companies experience. Companies that borrow short-term funds will see a higher proportion of their revenue being used to service debt. Rather than saving, our government has trained consumers to use debt very freely and easily. The general population has been fully trained on how to take on additional debt, and this is the primary source of consumer spending. The Fed uses monetary policy to prevent the economy from getting overheated like a runaway train. And the idea is to engineer the so-called soft landing. It's to raise the cost of borrowing money. It's to slow down the economy so that if the Fed did nothing to slow down the economy, it would keep going and going and going. And then when it's so overheated that all of a sudden private businesses realize that they have gotten way overextended, that's when you experience a massive economic contraction. So the idea here is to try and rein things in a little bit and discourage some of that extra investment that might otherwise take place, prevent the economy from getting a hard landing, and instead engineer this so-called soft landing. But of course, the economy is not one thing. The economy consists of multiple markets, each going through its own economic cycle. The factors that affect, for example, the oil and gas industry are different than the factors that might affect food production, different yet again than what might affect clothing or perhaps even real estate. These are all different industries that each have an ebb and flow based on the fundamentals of those economic cycles. Monetary policy action might be beneficial to one industry and penalizing to another. Now, as real estate investors, so much of what we do is driven by the credit markets. Because real estate's one of those very stable asset classes with a strong, solid revenue stream, banks have traditionally been very comfortable lending over a very long time period against that future revenue stream. 2018 is a year of massive change when we take into account increasing interest rates, a complete overhaul of the tax system in the United States, and major geopolitical moves involving Russia, China, the United States, and the European Union. If you built your business plan at this stage of the yield curve, assuming continued economic growth, you would be on the wrong side of history the last seven economic cycles. So my question to you is a very simple one. What changes would you make right now, this week, this month, if you knew there was an economic downturn coming in the near future? As you're thinking about this, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. Make the right changes. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.